I'd like now to welcome to the program Amy Beter. She is a poet. She teaches poetry at the University of New Mexico. Her latest book is called Now Make an Altar, and she will be reading on Sunday, April 15th at 2 o'clock at the Muse Times 2 Poetry Reading Series at Collected Works Bookstore, along with Atsuro Riley. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to have you on the show. Let's start with a poem. Would you like to read something from your latest book?
I'll read the last poem in the book. That's okay. Called Black Horse. Black Horse. Without ceremony or preamble or a hand-drawn map, you will meet a black horse some night, standing on a road without streetlights, without benefit of the city's glow or even stars, through fields south of everything, near a dirty river, ditches ribboned with trash, with salt cedar and cottonseed. A shape that by crossing the road thus mutely and unknowingly devises the occasion of your death, seeking grass and wild mustard, breathing green, hay, spittle, the whole nose and lip twitching forward, humbly to glean any cheat or kernel, near and far, the way your portion of rain waits days out, the way in spring you know winter never comes, but at night you wake to a still voice. If not today, another day. If not this black horse, another.
Amy Beter from her book, Now Make an Altar. The whole question of, as I was reading through your book, of how to read poetry comes up for me. When reading. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a big question that I don't know how to start, because, I mean, part of it is, I think, especially with work like yours, first of all, you have to read it aloud.
You do. Well, I think it's okay on the page, but it's fun to read aloud.
Yeah, well, it's a different experience when you read it aloud and you hear it and feel it differently, and the rhythms come in a different way. And I guess that's maybe true for most poetry. Then the second rule is you have to read it twice at least.
On the page. Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
But what is your process of both reading and writing poetry? I mean, who are some of your favorite and most influential poets in your life?
In my life, Dylan Thomas, Wallace Stevens, Elizabeth Bishop, talking about old poets, Eliot, Shakespeare, more recent poets, D.A. Powell, the guy I'm reading with on Sunday, Atsuro Riley, a lot of wonderful contemporary poets.
The world of poetry seems to be almost a world unto itself. It's like everybody kind of knows each other and knows of each other's work.
Well, that's true in a way, but there are a tremendous number of new poets. I mean, I find myself reading journals, constantly finding new poets, people that I never heard of, that I don't know, that I'm impressed by. And I think that the world of poetry right now, contemporary poetry, is incredibly huge and exciting and new.
What's new and exciting about it? One of the questions that I always wonder about is, to what extent are people looking inward? To what extent are they grappling with the crazy world around them?
Well, I think that a lot of new poetry now is not so personal, eye inward looking. That it tends to be politically engaged, and referencing other poets and other works of literature and other works of art. I think that's one of the interesting things about poetry, about new poetry. Not that you can't have a good sort of personal eye poem, but I think we've moved far from the confessional at this point.
You are a former human rights observer, I read. Mm-hmm. And you were in Haiti, you were in Suriname. You taught high school in West Africa.
I did.
How does that set of experiences come into your work?
I don't write a lot of poems about those specific things, but I do think it informs things. I write a lot of poems that are sort of outward, not necessarily inward, interested in the world and politics and stuff that's going on.
Tell us a little bit about the poet that you're reading with, Atsuro Riley. We unfortunately couldn't get him on the air.
I read Atsuro Riley's work about 5 years ago in Poetry Magazine. It was after I had just been published in Poetry for the first time, and the next month, Atsuro Riley's work was in there, and I was completely blown away. by his work, as were a lot of people. I couldn't find out anything about him. I looked for him. He'd only published, I think, in a few magazines. Poetry was one of them. And then a few years later, he published a book, which I immediately got. And then last year, he read here, introduced Kay Ryan for the Lannan Foundation, and I got to meet him. And then I met him again when he read here again, and then he agreed to read with me this year, and I'm thrilled to read with him.
So this is your second book of poetry?
Second book.
And how does your whole work teaching feed into your own poetry work?
Teaching poetry is really fun, and it's a great job. I don't know that it necessarily helps you write, because it takes a lot of energy and takes a lot of time. But I love to do it. And I do get ideas from my students, and I get to read a lot of interesting things in the course of my teaching, which, yeah.
Do you think poetry is ultimately a gift?
In what way?
In the sense that not something that you can learn to do a good job if you don't have that gift in the first place?
Can writing be taught?
Some bad poetry in this
world. There certainly is.
You see it and you don't know what to do.
You know, I took a workshop here years ago, maybe 14 years ago, with Charles Wright here in Santa Fe, and he said something really interesting. He said, poetry can't be taught. Notions of the lousy can be taught. And I think that is kind of what the teacher's role is in a creative writing class, what not to do. You can sort of guide them away from what's not working for them.
Right.
But ultimately, I do think there is an aspect that's ear and talent that maybe can't be taught.
Amy Beeter is a poet who is reading this Sunday, April 15th, at 2 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore with poet Atsuro Riley. And it's part of the Muse Times 2 poetry reading series, which we sometimes feature on this show. I've missed some of them, but it's great that you'll be there, and we look forward to seeing you at Collected Works Bookstore.
Thank you.